LAB8/3369, article from The Observer about the Women's Employment Survey, 31st March 1968. Shock Report on Women, Censored, by David Howarth, our industrial reporter. Government departments have been trying to tamper with an already completed official report on women and work, which is bound to cause Whitehall grave embarrassment. The report, which among other things reveals that half of Britain's working women earn less than 5 shillings an hour, is now in the hands of 2 ministries, which are both attempting to deaden its impact. The Ministry of Health has already insisted on altering a crucial section which it feels reflects badly on itself. The Ministry of Labour has been pressing that publication of the report should be delayed until after the spate of trade union annual meetings planned for the next 3 months. It now looks as if the report will be published next month, but the Ministry of Health's amendments will probably still stand. This situation is particularly ironic in a week which saw the celebration of the 50th anniversary of women's suffrage, and in which all 3 party leaders made public statements about the next steps towards sex equality. The report, which has been written by a government research agency, the Social Survey, shows a massive wastage of women's abilities and qualifications, and an almost complete lack of training facilities for women in industries short of skilled labour. Mr. Ray Gunter, Minister of Labour, had hoped to make a policy statement when the report was published, but because of his preoccupations with the prices and incomes policy, he is unlikely to say anything of significance on the subject until the summer. The report was commissioned 3 years ago and could have been published last year, but delaying tactics were used. Yet a draft has been available to universities on request. One is circulating in the London School of Economics, another has even been sent to New Zealand. It shows that at least 4 million women are used virtually as slave labour in this country. The 2 sections which have caused particular concern to civil servants cover training for women and the lack of provision of day nurseries for mothers who wish to work. The future pattern of women in employment, as spelt out by the report, has important implications for childcare, nursery facilities, and the organised supervision of working mothers' children during school holidays. At present, married working women rely heavily on relatives to look after their children. But with the increase in the number of women wanting to work, the women relatives who are not working themselves will inevitably be fewer during the 1970s. The report indicates that unless government and local authorities take action soon, there will be a grave crisis in childcare facilities during the next 10 years. It is this aspect of the subject that has worried ministries most. They are also fearful of the consequences of the report's findings for equal pay and equal job opportunities when the country's economy is in such a perilous state. It is reckoned that equal pay for women would add at least £800 million a year to the national wages bill. The report also implies that the Ministry of Labour has not been putting sufficient moral pressure on employers in recent years to get them to change shifts and working practices to suit the needs of working women. But it points out the reason women have not been more militant in their own cause is that being happy in their jobs and meeting people through them is just as important as the pay. The report also has an incidental stricture to make of working mothers' husbands. After interviewing nearly 8,000 women in England, Scotland and Wales, researchers have discovered that, despite what husbands say about helping in the home, they rarely do more than the occasional washing-up chore.